broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Good morning, Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and we're just starting out our new episode of Ready Europe. I hope you are doing well. I hope you could hear the birds chirping and blackbird, but also in your neighborhood. Walking down here was very nice. It was, the sun was rising, so the sky was kind of, you know, this pinkish, reddish color alongside those little birds chirping. I love springtime, which is what we're here today. We're doing a garage sale. And today's show is called, let me just reread the title for you. It's called Trucks, Train Trucks and Friends All Over the Place. And it is a garage sale, which means that today's going to be about vibes mostly. Also means that it's, you know, since it's springtime, and in springtime, everybody just cleans up their house and just, you know, tries to get everything done and fixed before summertime comes. I decided that this show would be kind of like that, and I would play songs that I wanted to play. I do not really know how to like get them fit into a certain theme, and also talk a little bit about what these songs reminded me of. And most of the time, guess what? They remind me of either train tracks or friends or both or moments. And if you have just, if you're new to Radio Europe, you don't know that yet. But if you're not new to Radio Europe, you know how I love to ramble. So it's going to be basically about it. This first song, Blackbird, I played it today because of the birds chirping, that's one thing. The other thing, the other reason I played it for is because I was in Portland, Maine this weekend. Yeah, I know, you can clap. All right, just kidding here. I was in Portland this weekend, and then I happened to have the most surprising encounter that I've ever experienced in my entire life. I was just walking down the street, and I arrived on Friday night, and I wanted to eat something, and I came into this bar that I didn't know, and I don't know anything or anyone in Portland, Maine. I just decided that I would go because I wanted to have like a weekend to myself. Woo. Treating myself right in the middle of midterms, what kind of thing is this? Anyways, I enter into this flatbread that I don't know, again, never been there, and for some reason, and I'm still flabbergasted, I befriended the bartenders and one waitress, and we just spent like hours together just, you know, casually drinking lemonade, and I promise it was lemonade at the bar, and then going to drink some other things out in another in another bar, listening to live music. And it was an amazing encounter, and they gave me so much tips, and it was so nice to meet people, and it was unexpected, but Jada and Adrian, if you ever happen to listen to this, oh my god, what just happened? I don't know, it's unclear. And in that flatbread, Blackbird was playing. So I figured, hey, Blackbird's by the Beatles. The Beatles are, well, at the time the UK was in Europe. So let's say they were European. And you know what? Like, Blackbird is cool. Let's just play Blackbird. That's a way to remind me of them. That's also a way to have you listen to birds chirping. So what's the big deal? And I've just been rambling for about like 3 minutes now, so I think I'll just change songs and I'll make you listen to something different. But again, if you ever happen to go on a solo trip and you don't know what to do in Portland, Maine, I would suggest you go into Flatbread and say to Adrian and Jada that you're here, you know, and you came here because Marion told you. And I don't know if, you know, what's going to happen, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be very cool. So without further ado, I think it's time for you to listen to another song. This one's called As ich ein Kind war, and we're switching to German with Anime Kantereit. It's a band that I really like. You may have heard this song, by the way.
Als ich ein Kind war, gab's kein Internet. Es gab keinen Bildschirm neben dem Bett. Das Telefon hatte ein Kabel, und wenn ich Fernsehen schauen wollte, musste ich fragen. Die Post war gelb und keiner kannte DHL. Alles war so langsam oder eher nicht so schnell. Als ich ein Kind war, gab es kein Insta. Dafür jeden Tag ab drei RTL2. Als ich ein Kind war, gab es kein Insta. Dafür jeden Tag ab drei RTL2. Als ich ein Kind war Linda de Mol eine berühmte Frau. Jawohl. Es war nicht alles gut damals. ICQ war schon ganz nice. Früher waren die Wiesen grün und die Bullen auch. Als ich ein Kind war, gab es kein Insta. Dafür jeden Tag ab drei RTL2. Als ich ein Kind war, gab es kein Insta. Thank you.
And hello again. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, Dublin FM, Medford, V Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and we're currently in our, you know, the 10 first minutes of our show, Radio Europe. This week's theme is about, hear me out, garage sale, train tracks, and friends all over the place. Because it's springtime, people would usually start doing their garage sales right now, and I kind of did the same thing by putting up together songs that, you know, may not have a lot in common, except, well, they're still European music, for one thing. The other thing also being that they either remind me of friends or train tracks or basically whatever happened in my life recently. I know, it's a very selfish theme. We are all selfish. We're human beings. Yeah, that's my way of justifying this. You just listened to Asesian Kinva by Anne-Marie Kantereitz and Schulingens. And this song is there anything tied to it? Not that I can think of, to be completely fair. I discovered it by pure hazard because I like this band. I used to listen to it when I was in the holidays with some friends who studied German, how bizarre, and we would just chill out by the pool listening to that, which was great, and I think it's part of a new album, so it's not even the song that I would listen to, but this band I really like, and this song I think is pretty cool. What they say is, when I was a child, there was no internet, and so when I wanted to watch TV, I needed to ask, and I would listen to RTL 3 every day or something like that, basically recalling how it was before we all had unlimited access to internet at all times. I don't remember how it was, to be completely honest. I was just a child and I, you know, internet was already there. I just didn't use it that much, but it was not a possibility. If you will stick with me, if you will stay here with me, we could enjoy some nice time and listen to another song, another German song, and I'll explain to you later what it means to me. But that one is pretty cool, and it's by Feine Sahne Fischfilet.
Am Fenster hier neben dir. Regen prasselt an die Scheiben von früh bis spät. Alles andere egal, völlig scheißegal. Hauptsache du schläfst und deine Hände bleiben warm. Ich vergesse nie die Tage da draußen auf dem Meer, ungewiss und ohne Schlaf. Das hast du nicht verdient. Ich vergesse nie die Tage da draußen auf dem Meer. Du warst so jetzt bin ich für dich hier. Komm, wir drehen ne Runde auf Station. Das wird nicht einfach, nichts wie gewohnt. Die Geräte rauben dir den Schlaf. Der Schmerz dringt in die Seele, das ist völlig normal. Du warst so der Schweiß in deinem Gesicht. Warum musst du denn so leiden? Ich hoffe, dass das bald vergeht. Ich hab mich selten.
That was Warten auf das Meer by Feine Sahne Fischfilet. This song actually reminds me of two things. The first one is, so, my sister loves that song. If she's listening, hello Lisa, I hope you're doing well. She loves that song, and she discovered it when she was in Germany with one of her, you know, pen pole kind of thing that you have in middle school. I think that was in high school in her case. The other girl was called Luisa, so it was Luisa und Lisa. And I remember that it was very funny, like, pairing for them. Luisa was an adorable girl, and I think it was her who made her discover Warten auf das Meer, and then my sister made it discover to me, so it like tripled down to someone else. And now I'm making discover to America. Wow! To America as a whole. Nah, okay, anyways. So that song is Warten auf das Meer. And it's all about, it's just about waiting by the sea. Basically, that's the translation. And we're gonna switch directly to another song that reminds me of the summer when I was 18 and Train Tracks as well, because I think, you know, it was not Train Tracks, but it was kind of like teen movies, if that makes any sense. My summer when I was 18 was summer 2020, so we couldn't really do anything except being home. And yet, it was a great summer because we would just go out with kids and friends from my like childhood / village, and we would just go around and walk down in the street, even when it was at night, and we would do picnics like in this little, not mountain, far from being a mountain, but like this little hill above. We would just, you know, chill and hang out, and that was one of the songs we play all the time, and I really like it, so I hope you do too. And by the way, if you just tuned in, hi, my name is Marion, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. Without further ado, like I said, this song that reminds me of, you know, the summer of 2020.
Je me demande si les filles et les garçons sont si cruels. Où sont mes vrais amis? Pourquoi je me méfie? Qu'a-t-on pu bien faire de tous ces sacrifices? Oui, personne n'est fidèle, mais pourtant la vie doit rester toujours belle. Et peu importe si l'homme reste si cruel avec ce qu'il est, il faut sans doute pardonner, mettre son ego de côté. Pourquoi tout le monde se ment et se trompe jusqu'à se traîner dans la misère la plus totale? Ma confiance et mon cœur, pourquoi ça me fait si peur? Est-ce bien normal? Non, ce n'est pas normal. Je n'ai plus d'estime pour toi, tant pis pour ça, tant pis pour ça. Je continue mon chemin, tu es déjà très très loin derrière moi, très loin derrière moi. Oui, c'était une belle histoire, pour finalement taire mon regard foudroyé, sans me retourner. Je pars comme je suis venu, encore plus déçu. Et le pire dans tout ça, c'est que je reste un inconnu pour toi, par pitié.
par devenir un filet de cicatrices qui ne retiendra en moi que les mauvais côtés de toi. Désormais je n'en peux plus, je veux partir très très loin. Je pleure et je renie, c'est la larme de toi qui fait déborder mes yeux et m'a rendu malheureux. Mais où va le monde? Où va le monde? Chaque fois que je veux bien faire les choses, dire toujours de travers. Pourquoi les gens se mentent? Pourquoi les gens se trompent? Est-ce que toi aussi, des fois, tu te demandes pourquoi la vie est si compliquée? Surtout quand deux personnes s'aiment et qu'ils semblent être bien ensemble. Ça paraît si facile, alors comment ça se fait qu'à chaque fois ça finit en pleurs? Je n'en peux plus des histoires futiles, je n'en peux plus de tous ces bourreaux et de toutes ces victimes. L'homme se contredit à longueur de journée, il ne sait pas ce qu'il veut, c'est pour ça qu'on se fait du mal. Est-ce bien normal? Il y a des questions où je sais que je ne trouverai jamais la réponse. Il y a des choses auxquelles on ne peut rien faire, il faut sans doute s'en moquer, passer à travers.
Mais moi, je ne serai plus la bonne foi. Je ne peux plus gâcher ma vie avec des histoires qui finissent toujours en drame ou en cauchemar. Je ne veux plus voyer le
So that was Où va le monde by La Femme, and it's a song that again reminds me of the summer when I was 18, for the simple reason that we would listen to it, you know, right at the end of the day when it's very hot in the summertime and you know the sun is kind of like shining on you and there's this very warm light, you know what I'm talking about, right? And I think this song just fits just right. And I know I said it was a garage sale and it was springtime, but allow me to talk a little bit about summer sometime. It was a very fun moment, and although it was 2020, so not the best time to be 20 actually, or be 18, I think we did make the most of what we could make out of it, and it was good. It's good to have songs that remind me of that time period, although it was, you know, terrible for many, many of us. That song just reminded me of the positive side of it, which means I got to spend time in like this village that I'm from with people that I know ever since like kindergarten. So that's one thing. And talking about road trips, last weekend, my friends and I took a car to go to Cape Cod because we're like, hey, we've never been to Cape Cod. We can't like leave and say we haven't been there. And during the trip, I think what we enjoyed most actually was the ride to get there, because it wasn't that sunny. It was cold. Like, you know, it was basically for the ride that we did it. And my friend Theo, whom I love and adore, Theo, hello, played that song that's called Hacienda o Farol, and I really liked it. And, you know, it has, again, that kind of same, well, road trip vibes. It was perfect for what we were doing, that is driving. And I know, I just hope you like it. Oh no, you got a spoiler. That was the next song and I didn't pose it right on time. Hello again. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, VTufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Marion. We're listening to Radio Europe. We're just listening to Hacienda o Farol. We're going to listen to something else right after this. But before that, just let me... You know, I was listening to that song right now, like in the studio, and I was thinking about one thing that I think I should share. Is this a good idea to share everything that I think? Not sure. But the one thing that I was thinking about was... So I was telling you that my friend showed me this song while on a road trip to Cape Cod. And you know, I just figured it's funny how we just transmit music into one another, and like we have they're very weighed, or we have them be very important for us because they weigh a certain weight and they remind us of something very important to us. They remind us of like the most important memory we've ever had, or the most important person we've ever been with, or, you know, all that kind of thing. And we just transmit that into each other, and then we can create new memories out of those. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you were on a ride, like you were riding your car, taking your kid to school, and you happened to listen to Ascend Alpha Roll, and your kid really liked it, so they like sang and jumped, and it was fun, and you had a good memory, and that's a new memory with that song. And I just listened to it when I was in Cape Cod, and my friend listened to it when he was in Portugal. So, like, you know, it just comes around, goes around in like chains. And maybe then your kid in 10 years is going to listen to him and be like, oh, that reminds me, that time was my dad and I was listening to this strange lady rambling the radio and she was talking so fast I couldn't understand anything. And then, you know, maybe they're going to have, like, put this in a party and someone will have their first kiss to that song. And it's just, don't you see the wonderful cycle of life that we go through with songs? I don't know, I can see it. I think it's pretty cool. Without further ado, I know you were spoiled because I couldn't like press the stop button on time, but this is gonna be another song, a little bit more of melancholy before our break when I'll read the PSA. Enjoy the cycle of life.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour, et je vivais la nuit sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps. J'ai fait tant de projets qui sont restés en l'air, j'ai fondé tant d'espoirs qui se sont envolés, que je reste perdu ne sachant d'où aller, les yeux cherchant le ciel mais le cœur mis en terre. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je gaspillais le temps en croyant l'arrêter et pour le retenir, même le devancer. Je n'ai fait que courir et me suis essoufflé, ignorant le passé, conjuguant au futur. Je précédais de moi toute conversation et donnais mon avis que je voulais le bon, pour critiquer le monde avec des involtures. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, mais j'ai perdu mon temps à faire des folies qui ne me laissent au fond rien de vraiment précis que quelques rides au front et la peur de l'ennui. Car mes amours sont mortes avant que d'exister, mes amis sont partis et ne reviendront pas. Par ma faute, j'ai fait le vide autour de moi et j'ai gâché ma vie et mes jeunes années, du meilleur et du pire en jetant le meilleur. J'ai figé mes sourires et j'ai glacé mes pleurs. Où sont-ils à présent? À présent, mes 20 ans.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, VTuft's Freeform Radio. I hope you have an amazing morning. I hope you wake up and it's all birds chirping outside. And I hope, if you're listening to me from Europe, that you have a nice afternoon and that, again, it might be a little cloudy in Paris right now, but I still hope you can hear some birds chirping around. Pretty sure you can. You must. You shall. You will. I think it's time for today's PSA, so I'm about to read one. Because I was telling you that this today's story is garage sale, and we were always like, oh no, this is broken, I have to throw it away. Today's PSA, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out in the trash for the landfill and buy replacement. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and a thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like ifixdoit.com publish high-quality detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it had a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks... So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. That was a public service message from WMFO Medford, the Tufts Educational Radio. I hope you can repair things and try repairing them. I myself had this experience where I just thought something was broken, and I think it was my computer, and it has this very like lightning trick. The screen of my computer is working just fine, but like the rays of light are not evenly proportioned and like disposed. So sometimes you have a ray of light that's a little stronger and like lighter than the others. It makes no sense. I tried to go to the store, and I couldn't really fix it. And you know what? Actually, I also found out I can still use it. It's not damaged. It doesn't prevent me from doing anything with this computer. I can see perfectly well. So even if you cannot always repair things, sometimes you can use objects that, you know, aren't as perfect as they were supposed to be. That was my little public service announcement, completing the one about trying to fix things. And next off, Despair Hangover and Ecstasy, because I guess that's how we all feel on a Monday morning, right?
Oh, earth in two with your mind, and seal the urns which ensues with brass wires. I never meant you any harm. Your tears feel warm as they fall on my forearm. Close my eyes for a while and force from the world a patient smile. Better than ours, shoulder to shoulder, now brother, we carry no arms. And the blind man sleeps in the doorway, his home. If only I had an enemy bigger than my apathy, I could have won.
If you just tuned in, good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, V Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and we're currently in this last 15 minutes of our show, Radio Europe. Today's theme is called Garage Sale, Train Tracks, and Friends All Over the Place. Hear me out a little bit. Like I said earlier, if you were tuned in, sorry, I'm repeating myself, but if you just tuned in and you don't know what that means, it means that, you know, it's the beginning of springtime, birds are chirping outside, people are starting to do their garage sales and just starting to clean up their place, you know what I mean? And I decided I would do the same for this show, and so just pull up together songs that I wanted to play and didn't really know how to. And it turns out that most of those songs, like a common thing between them, is that they remind me of either friends or train tracks or both. And that one I gave you all by Mumford & Sons, which, by the way, in this album, Say No More, they have an entire song, and I'm not going to tell you which one, you find out yourself. They have an entire song that, and all the lyrics are basically quotes from Much Ado About Nothing, the play by Shakespeare, which I think is extremely cool. Now, what I meant to say, though, what I meant to say was that we listened to two songs in a row. First one was Despair, Hangover, and Ecstasy, and I gave you all, which is literally how I feel about uni this morning, and about college being, you know, just working. Oh, God. But we're going to transition to another song right now. That one is, you may remember if you're a listener who listens every week, you may know this. Last week I played a song by Charlie Couture and I said that it reminded me of my dad and like how my dad loves him and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, I'm going to play not that song, but some song by Charlie Couture again. And that one has multiple memories attached to it. The first one's, of course, my dad, because, well, he's the one who always listens to this. Second one is mostly because when I was in Strasbourg, I would just walk. I would do that a lot. Sunday afternoons was my moment. I would just take my headphones and go away and walk down the street and just enjoy, have some fun there, whatever I was doing in that time. And there was this precise picture, which I remember. It was near the... Strasbourg has a public library and you can go there if you're a student, and I would go there quite a lot to work, and at that time I would go there especially a lot because other people were there. It was beginning to be sunny outside, it was like probably mid-May or June, and I was just walking on that bridge and it was like the sky was pitch blue, was wonderful, blue sky and green weeping willow that would just, you know, fall into this river. And this bridge that is made out of stone, so it would be this very like cool scenery of springtime and hot weather and all of this. And at that moment, in my earphones, because I was walking with earphones, there was that song playing. And it's always Strasbourg's an important life part of my life, but this song is engraved within so many memories, and that one is a core one. So, without further ado, like I said, that song is coming up.
Rien. à boire et encore. Mais tu t'endors sous mon piano quand je joue. Oh, 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 libellule. Et toi, t'as les ailes fragiles. Moi, j'ai la carlingue froissée. Et j'ai chanté toute la nuit.
Good morning, Medford. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WM for Medford, V Tufts, Free From Radio. This was Comme un avion sans ailes, like a plane without wings. If I may say, I do believe there's a pun in there, probably because elle, wing, is pronounced the same as elle, she, in French. So I'm pretty sure it's like a plane without wings, without her. Probably something like this. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to wrap up that show pretty early today because I don't want to talk. I've been doing all the talking. I feel like I should just leave you and enjoy that music. So what we're going to listen to next couple of songs, going to be some songs in French again. And then if I have some time, it's going to be one, you know, very punk-ish German song. And then I do believe that Sticky and Zuck are up for the next hour. Stay tuned, listen to their show. Stay tuned to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, VTEFT's Free From Radio. This was Radio Europe, and today's theme, again, if you just tuned in, hello. Well, you're part of, like, in the 8 last minutes of our show, but it was, today's theme was garage sale, train tracks, and friends all over the place. At least that's what I called it, because, you know, springtime's coming, people just doing garage sale. I don't know, I feel like it. And I will see you with a great pleasure, an immense, immense, tremendous, incredible, wonderful joy next week, same time. And in the meanwhile, I hope you enjoy the nice weather, if there's any. And if there's not, I hope you enjoy Tisch Library. And if you can do this, I hope you just enjoy and live your merry life. Go your merry way. This was Marion, this was Radio Europe.
Dans le silence de ma chambre, sur les draps jaunes et noirs, je regarde notre histoire, je pense à toi. C'est fou comme tu me hantes, ça me fait peur, c'est bizarre. Je l'aime trop, notre histoire. Je ne pense qu'à ça. 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 Je ne pense qu'à ça.
Dans le silence de ma chambre,
sur les draps jaunes et noirs, je la serre notre histoire tout contre moi.
Stop un instant, j'aimerais.